His disciples and the crowds were on the northeast side of the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus had just finished feeding the 5,000 with a few fish and some loaves. And Jesus tells his disciples to get in their boat and head to the other side. This would be about a distance, about 6 miles maybe. So Jesus dismisses the crowds, and he heads up the mountain to pray. Now, anytime Jesus goes up to the mountain to pray, in fact, anytime Jesus prays, something extraordinary is going to happen. So the disciples got in their boat in the evening, which means it was sunset. They start the journey with a strong wind in their face, and already the boat is being tossed about. So the sails in those days were unable to sail into the wind or very near to the wind. Basically, their sails were just used to push the boat. Today's sails enable us to sail very close to the wind. So the sails today act like a wing on an airplane. It creates lift, and then the rudder turns that lift into a forward direction. So the disciples didn't have today's sails. And so what they had to do was they had to turn off to the side of the wind. So the wind was almost directly at the side of the boat, but still they had a little bit of forward wind because they could maneuver their sails a little bit. And then they would have to reverse themselves and go the other direction. So they were going to the left, then they were going to the right, and of course they're probably having a row. But with a strong wind, they weren't making very much headway. And most likely, they were soaking wet. So our gospel tells us it's now the fourth watch of the night. That means it's 3 a.m. Even though the disciples got in their boat at sunset, they're still just a few miles offshore. They had to be exhausted, wet, cold, and probably disillusioned. Now Jesus is coming to them, and he's walking on the water. Nobody has ever walked on the water. Not then, and not now. Well, except for Jesus. The disciples look across the heavy waves, and they see someone coming toward them. And of course, they think it's a ghost, and they're terrified. And the disciples must have thought, surely we're going to die, and they cried out in fear. Now Jesus, realizing how frightened they were, said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Well, how calming those words must have been to them. So imagine a time when you might have been in crisis and feared some disaster coming upon you, like maybe an 18-wheeler driving down the road on your side of the road. And then all of a sudden you hear the voice of Jesus reassuring you that it's going to be okay. So Peter says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Now you've got to love Peter. He says and does what would seem to us to be the most craziest things. Was he testing the Lord? Jesus already told him, "It's me." And now he's saying, "Well, hey, if it is you, let me come to you." So Jesus tells Peter, "Come." So Peter steps out of the boat. I'm thinking, are you kidding me, Peter? The boat is still being tossed about by the wind, and probably nobody's at the helm. The sails are flapping in the breeze, and Peter steps onto the water. Not into the water, onto the water. I wonder, what kind of faith did Peter have to do such a thing? I might have thought, "Well, that's really cool, Jesus walking the water. I'm going to stay in the boat, though." So Peter begins walking on the boat, or walking on the water. And then his earthly senses and maybe the devil's lies overwhelm him, and he gets scared, and he begins to sink. I wonder if he thought, "I should have stayed in the boat." Instead, he was smart enough and had enough faith. He calls out to Jesus, "Save me." That's always a great idea when you're in trouble, isn't it? to ask the Lord to save you? Well, Jesus pulls him out of the water and says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, Scripture doesn't tell us if Jesus carried Peter back to the boat or if they both walked to the boat together. And if they walked, I'm sure Peter had a death grip on Jesus' arm. Now, remember, I said that Peter says and does the craziest things. So let's look at the different types of faith that Peter had in this gospel passage in reference to the parable of the sower. First, Peter had the faith of the seed that was sowed on the rich soil. He hears the word of Jesus, he understands it, and then he bears much fruit. So that's what enabled Jesus to get out of the boat and to begin to walk on the water. Well, then what happens to Peter is his Peter moves from the seed falling on the rich soil, it becomes to be the seed that falls on the rocky ground. So Peter heard the word of Jesus and he received it at once with great joy, but it didn't have roots that lasted only a few steps, and he began to sink. And then lastly, Peter regains the faith of a seed sown on the rich soil, and it bears much fruit because he calls out to Jesus to save him, and they both get into the boat. So we have received the sacred sacraments that God has given us of baptism and reconciliation, Eucharist, confirmation, and for some of us, marriage and anointing of the sick. He gave us the gift of grace that helps us and sustains us. So if you ever find yourself sinking, call out to Jesus, "Lord, save me." And he will always reach out and catch you because, and here's the best part, Jesus is in love with you. So just get in the boat that Jesus has waiting for you. Get in the boat.